something never before experienced.
1941, a date which will live in...
And we continue the season's final edition of our Max and House Good News of 1939.
Walter Winchell, good evening, Mr. North American. All the ships at sea, let's go to France.
Hello, this is Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. Welcome to the program.
This evening, I'll be reading from a book I just finished. And since a lot of it is about the future, I'm going to start more or less on the last page and tell you about my grandmother. Now, she was a Southern Baptist holy roller, and she had a very clear idea about the future and of how the world would end.
In fire.
Like in Revelations. Now, when I was 10, my grandmother told me the world would end in a year. So I spent the whole year praying and reading the Bible and alienating all my friends and relatives. And finally, the big day came, and absolutely nothing happened. Just another day. Now, my grandmother was a missionary, and she had heard that the largest religion in the world was Buddhism. So she decided to go to Japan to convert Buddhists
and to inform them
about the end of the world. Now, she didn't speak Japanese, so she tried to convert them with a combination of hand gestures, sign language, and hymns in English.
The Japanese had absolutely no idea what she was trying to get at.
Now, when she got back to the United States, she was still talking about the end of the world. And I remember the day she died. She was very excited. She was like a small bird perched on the edge of her bed near the window in the hospital, waiting to die. And she was wearing these pink nightgowns and combing her hair so she'd look pretty for the big moment when Christ came to get her. And she wasn't afraid. But then, just at the very last minute, something happened that changed everything. Because suddenly, at the very last minute, she panicked. After a whole life of praying and predicting the end of the world, she panicked. And she panicked because she couldn't decide whether or not to wear a hat. So when she died, she went into the future in a panic, with absolutely no idea of what would be next.
Clubs. these mighty buildings all shall be thrown down, shattered, splintered, split. The earth will shake, rattle, and roll. The masses will go hungry, their bellies bloat. These are the birth pains. No flesh shall be spared. No flesh shall be spared. Flesh shall be spared for the elect, who then shall see him coming, the Son of Man, and he shall send his angels on a mission to gather together his flock.
While listening to Sonic Boom Radio, I am Dr. Boom.
Thank you.
This is Sonic Boom Radio. If you want to write to us, please do. Email us at sonicboomradio@yahoo.com. For a list of all the songs we play, visit the website geocities.com/sonicboomradio.
You know that little clock? The one on your VCR? The one that's always blinking 12 noon? Because you never figured out how to get in there and change it. So it's always the same time. Just the way it came from the factory. Good morning. Good night. Same time tomorrow. We're in record. So here are the questions. Is time long? Or is it wide? And the answers? Sometimes the answers just come in the mail. And one day you get that letter you've been waiting for forever. And everything it says is true. And then in the last line it says, burn this. And what I really want to know is this. Are things getting better? Or are they getting worse? Stop. Stop. Pause. Pause. We're in record. Because history's story that we half remember, and most of them never even get written down. And so when they say things like, we're gonna do this by the book, you have to ask, what book? Because it would make a big difference if it was Dostoevsky, or just, you know, burning buildings and a fiery red sea. I remember all my lovers. I remember how they held me. Those who came before me were in record. Ooh. Get into the car. It's a brand new Cadillac. Bright red. Come here, little girl. When my father died, we put him in the ground. When my father died, it was like a whole library had burned down. Stop, stop. Same time tomorrow. And wild beasts shall rest there. And owls shall answer one another there. And the hairy ones shall dance there. And sirens in the temples. Speak my language.